May the 2nd, Picks edition of the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code MLBSGPN to get a 100% deposit match. And we're brought to you by NYRA Bets. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and a $200 deposit bonus with the promo code SGPN25. Just go to nyrabets.com/SGPN25. Welcome, everybody, to the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Malcolm Bamford, coming to you from Newcastle upon Tyne in the northeast of England. Today is Wednesday, the 1st of May, and we are here to handicap a teeny tiny six-game card. We've got the easy shift again. That's 3 weeks running. We need to not mention this. We're going under the radar, getting the easy shift, Dylan, me and you. Six games for Thursday. Joining me on the easy shift is Mr. Dylan Moore. Dylan Moore, the Seattle Mariners outfielder, is not joining us. It's Mr. Dylan Rockford. Sorry, Dylan, how are you doing?
You're good. How you doing, Malcolm? Doing well. I had some day baseball off to... I'm sweating a K-prop right now with Joe Musgrove. But other than that, doing well. Got off to a nice start with the Brewers. They keep on winning. And the Tigers at home, the gift that keeps on giving. So doing well. How are you doing?
I had a little early parlay. I like when... even if they're not my best bets, I normally have a little bet on the day's ball games. And I parlayed the Tigers to win with the under 8.5 in the Brewers Rays game. So that paid about 3-1. I got a sweat actually at the end because that Brewers Rays game looked like there was only going to be 2 or 3 runs. And then the Brewers broke it open, which Trev in the comments was happy to see. So we got a little sweat and won that. Just finished watching the Champions League semi-final between Dortmund and PSG. Did you watch the football, Dan? No, Dortmund beat them 1-0. But there was loads of chances. PSG hit the inside of the post twice in 30 seconds. They missed chance after chance after chance. Dortmund missed a few. It was good value for many more goals than that. Actually, I need to message Moonaf the final score. Moonaf's on the beach in Cancun, or he might be travelling, actually. He might be on an aeroplane. He was asking me for updates on the score. He might have been in the airport. So finished 1-0. There you go. What's up?
Only four teams left, right? Dortmund, PSG, Real Madrid and Bayern, right?
Yes, Bayern and Real Madrid drew 2-2 last night. Two really good games.
Who's your pick to win it all?
You want me?
Who's your pick to win it all?
Real Madrid are just so... sort of solid and functional. They're good. They're all very, very good teams. But they've just got a way of winning. They just know how to win games, even if it's ugly extra time penalties. I did the show with Scott on Monday night, and Scott gave the draw out in that Munich-Madrid game.
Oh, nice.
When we talked a little bit of football at the end. So, just a couple of things I want to talk about, really. The Kentucky Derby is this week. So I'll be doing the main show with Sean and Ryan tomorrow, with Chase, the Wolf of Oak Lawn as well. So plenty Kentucky Derby chat. I don't know who did the show last night, but I haven't mentioned the Mike Trout stuff. Obviously, he's buggered again. His knee's gone. Disappointing for Trout, disappointing for baseball, disappointing for the Angels, but ultimately, not really surprising either, Dylan. It's kind of, with Mike Trout now, you're almost waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate because when he is healthy, you saw what off to a great start he is. He's probably one of the best baseball players in the game when healthy, but it's a tale as old as time. You know, he's just bound to happen. He's just going to get hurt. The good thing, though, is he is expected to return. Usually he's out for the season. So hopefully, you know, maybe late fall after the All-Star break, he can make a return to this Angel team. But, you know, it's tough. I feel for him. kid, the guy's amazing. It just sucks that it was a knee injury and that it requires surgery that he needs to go out for. But yeah, torn meniscus never hurts. I had a torn meniscus back in high school, and I needed surgery as well. So it sucks not just for him and his family, but for baseball in general.
Would you say that torn meniscus is what held you back, Dylan? Or would you be up there in the majors?
I don't know if that's what held me back, but yeah, we can say that. That's what held me back.
I quite enjoyed the scrap last night between the Brewers and the Rays. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bit weird because it was been a weird series. The Rays were terrible. I was going to comment on that as well. How rubbish they've been. They don't look like just stringing anything together that's going to score some runs. And they got lucky with quite a few umpire's calls. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it kicked off. And I wanted to ask you about the open hand slap that Uribe went with. How do you feel about the open hand slap, Dylan?
I actually respect the open hand slap because it's a little more it's a little more disrespectful than actually like what I guess everyone else would do is just throw a straight jab or a punch. I actually like the open slap. I thought it was very disrespectful. It's going to get going to get the opponent's attention. That's for sure. And I thought he got the best of him, to be honest. And I love it. I love it when, you know, there's brawls and benches clear. And I think that's what the Rays need a little bit, a little spark off the bench. They need it. Then this Rays team is not the same Rays team we're accustomed to. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like Will Smith has brought the open hand slap back into the public consciousness after that malarkey at the Oscars where he cuffed. Who did he cuff? Was it Chris Rock?
Yeah, Will Smith and Chris Rock at the Oscars or something. Yeah,
the open hands. It's back in fashion now after that. These things are cyclical, aren't they? And the open hand slap as well as Julie, back in fashion.
Shout out Will Smith for bringing it back.
Yeah, absolutely.
You brought it up. I was just going to say, remember last week when I was like, oh, the Twins are on my do not bet list? 10 in a row now for the Twins.
They wouldn't send in a row, I think, since you said that. That's an all-timer, Dylan. I forgot about that.
God.
They always do not bet list and have won 10 in a row. I'll be honest, I still think they're a bit shit. Like, aren't 7 of those 10 wins been against the White Sox?
Yes, that's fair.
A lot of them... you can't... Listen, I'm not being churlish. You can't argue they have won 10 in a row against MLB opposition. But not convincing, and still tonight is 10 runs on 12 hits. Mm-hmm. So they're still kind of it's a home run or nothing. They snuck over the line last night. They've come from behind in a lot of them. So all it does, I think, for me is it'll provide a little bit of value for fading the Twins when they play some proper opposition in the next week or so. So as silly as it sounds, Dylan, I don't think you were miles away. The fact that they've won 10 games means we'll be able to fade them at slightly better prices. They did get the closer back. Duren was back last night, got his first save of the season, activated off the aisle. So that is a positive for them. Did you see, Dylan? I only noticed this tonight because Barry, I recorded the Premier League show about an hour ago, and Barry pointed this out to me, that somebody left us a review about 2 weeks ago, Dylan, saying that the hosts are very passive-aggressive towards each other. And I have no idea what that means. Is this something you're aware of? I wouldn't say that was accurate.
I don't know if it's passive aggressive. I think we're all just a bunch of ball busters. You know what passive aggressive means, right?
I do, but I don't see it in this situation. If I think you're being a dick, I would just tell you.
You just tell me. Yeah, you won't beat around the bush. And I feel like I'm the same way. I can't really speak for Lante or Scott or Rudolph. I mean, it could definitely sound like it if you're not really watching it, but if you're watching us on YouTube, I think you'll know that we're not passive aggressive. That's crazy. I didn't see that. What did Baz say? What did he think?
Just laugh at guy and see it at all. But the same review said that he'd been listening to the show for weeks and he always loses when he follows our picks and wins when he follows his own picks. But at that point, why would you listen to the show? if that was if I'd found a show that was giving out loads of losing picks, but personally I was really good, I'd just get on with my own stuff. I don't know. Yeah. It was all a little bit silly. But anyway, leave us a review, everyone.
Hopefully a good one. Last time I checked Tally Site this morning, I was like, oh, I got to be in the top five. I've been not to toot my own horn, but I've been seeing the board well. And I go, up, oh, look at Mal sitting at right above me at number three. I go, that a boy. Yeah, I love to see it.
That was just for this week, I think. I've done all the last 2 weeks. I mean, really good. I had a little stinker sort of the middle of April. Dropped off, but the last 2 weeks, certainly more green ticks than red crosses, Dylan, every day. Okay, we'll get to this six-game slate. Once we've talked about the hockey playoffs and the NBA playoffs, episodes on both of those shows, the NBA Gambling Podcast and the Hockey Gambling Podcast, plus Derby Week, as I just mentioned, the Sports Gambling Podcast. Tune in to get you ready for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. And we've got a new sponsor talking about the horses, one of my areas, NYRA. You can bet the run for the roses with NYRA bets. Score big on the Kentucky Derby with a double dose of rewards. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and a $200 deposit bonus with the promo code SGPN25. So just join now to claim your $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus at nyrabets.com/SGPN25. We've won a little bit more. You can bet the Kentucky Oaks Day, which is Friday. There's a $30 bonus there. Just opt in and bet $150 on Belmont to Churchill Downs. You'll get a $30 bonus win or lose. And on Derby Day, yeah, you get a $50 bonus win or lose. Bet $250 at Belmont to Churchill Downs. And you'll get that $50 bonus. Visit nyrabets.com to opt in. And for the Triple Crown, if you bet $25 on the Derby and the Preakness, you'll get a $10 bonus on Belmont Stakes Day as well. The fastest 2 minutes in sport is properly covered at nyrabets. Expert picks, betting insights, promotions, and more, nyrabets.com. To catch all the Triple Crown action on America's Day at the Races, check out the full schedule at nyrabets.com/Fox. Right. Start on Thursday with... I'll just update my page. I've got today's scores. I'm watching the Reds at the moment. Reds against the Padres. You see you're sweating a cape up on Musgrove. Oh, loads of day's ball. It's all day's ball pretty much on Thursday. That's good for me.
Doesn't it make the day go by so much quicker when you have day baseball?
Oh, mate, it's brilliant for me. I mean, so this first game is like starts at 5:10 for me, which is great because I can get home from work if I've been. I can make a bit of food. I can have a nap. I can sort myself out. And then I've got a couple of hours and normally watch the football. The football starts at 8 o'clock or whatever. So these 5-6 o'clock games are absolutely ideal. Not a belter to start with, but someone's going to win between the Colorado Rockies and the Miami Marlins. Peter Lambert for the Rockies, Edward Cabrera for the Marlins. Loads of these games are quite tight on the books. This one isn't. Rockies plus 145, Miami minus 175 in the total of 8.5. I mean, we made hay on the Nationals series at Miami over the weekend. Four consecutive days of the Nationals being plus money, four winners. And then we tried to follow it up with Colorado. I saw the main network Twitter page was the pointing out that the Marlins had been 0-10 as favourites so far this season. I don't know how they'd been favourites 10 times for a start. That's a miracle. But they were 0-10 in those spots. And then Colorado get 5-0 up in the first inning. And you think, well, that's the end of that. When I wake up this morning, Miami had come back and won. This one with Peter Lambert going... He's only started one game. His other appearances have been multi-inning relief appearances. He's 2-1, 4.67 ERA. He's been okay in those relief appearances. His one start was horrible. He gave up 6 earned in 3 innings against Seattle. Edward Cabrera, quite a big name, quite high hopes for him. And he had one good start. He came to the season late, was injured, had one good start. But he's fallen off in his last two. He's pitched 9 innings in those two, giving up 8 earned runs. Miami somehow got that win from behind last night. But there's tons of runs in that game. It was loads of runs against Washington. There was that 12-10 game the other night. So I'm not quite brave enough to back Colorado here. Although, if you ask me, couldn't back Miami. I would have to back Colorado. But I'm not brave enough to pull the trigger. But you've got to take the over, I think. There's just been so many runs scored. Both these offenses are capable. Miami have put runs together a few times in the last few nights. So over 8.5. I've got a lot of totals tonight, Dylan, on this card. I think I've got 4 out of my 5 picks are totals. But yeah, over 8.5, Colorado at Miami.
Yeah, I mean, what an awful game we have here, Mal. I mean, two of the worst teams going at it. I'm really not interested in betting on either side, if I'm being honest. I mean, I guess the Rockies are the better team slightly, but not by that much. My numbers didn't make the Marlins a -150 favorite. So seeing +154, I think there's some value there with the Rockies. But I agree. I made my total 8.8. I think with both of these starters, both teams have gone over 4 of the last 5 games, including the first game of the series, Marlins coming back and winning. Pedro Lambert, like you said, kind of like a spot guy, only goes 2-3 innings. But just like the Rays, their bullpen is just as bad. The Rockies have one of the worst bullpens in the league. Marlins, bottom 5 bullpen as well. I think we get a lot of runs here. Look what we saw yesterday, fighting back. Marlins come back to win. First game as a favorite, they win, like you mentioned. So both of these starters, both of the bullpens, they'll give up some runs. So I got an 8. I still see 8s out there, so shop around. 8, 8.5, whatever you could get. I still like the over.
Yep, okay. Team ride on the over. Second game is the conclusion of the series between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. This is the one game of the 6 that's off the board. And the reason for that is the Baltimore pitching situation. Carlos Rodon, left-handed pitcher, goes for the Yankees. Baltimore TBD, but Dylan told me just before we started, we think it's going to be Kyle Bradish getting his first start of the season. Baltimore getting some help. John Means isn't far away. And Bradish is going to go tomorrow. So I haven't seen any lines on this, but Baltimore have handled this well so far this week. Dylan, what do you see with this one tomorrow?
Yeah, like you said, I got Kyle Bradish going for the O's and Carlos Rodon going for the Yankees. I made the Orioles a short favorite at home, -115. Anything under that, I think we can take the Orioles straight up. I do worry about this being Kyle's first start. And now, you know, I usually like to sit and watch how pitchers perform in their first start back. But, you know, the Orioles are playing really well right now, especially against this Yankee squad. They kind of have their number right now. And Rodon has pitched well this season, especially on the road. But this is going to be the best lineup he's faced. Orioles, they rake against lefties, so maybe tread lightly, but maybe first 5 Orioles, but yeah, depending on the number, I got to see what it is. But like I said, I made the Orioles a -115 favorite, and I made my total 8.7.
I mean, Bradish was great last year. He finished 4th in the Cy Young voting. I bet you, if I asked anyone in the chat here, like, who finished 4th in the Cy Young, not many people would have shouted out Kyle Bradish's name pretty quickly. And he had a UCL in his elbow, but yeah, he's going to be back. And he was great. My handicap of this series was that I just thought Baltimore were ready to lay down a marker. And they have done. They've won the 2 games. Rodon's been great, 2-1 with a 2.48 ERA. In his last 2 starts particularly, only given up 1 earned run while striking out 12 across 13 innings. A bit of an anomaly here. In those 2 starts, he got 15 runs of support in 1 game, and he got no runs of support in the other game against Oakland. It was the game that Oakland won 2-0. So maybe that's a little microcosm of how reliable the Yankees are at the minute. So Baltimore won the first 2 games. They are now 13-4 against teams with a record greater than 500. And I think they can keep winning. They might even... Will they be underdogs here, Dylan, behind Bradish? Or it might be a match close.
Yeah, I think it'll be like a pick'em.
Yeah. I think Baltimore can keep winning. The lineup, especially the bottom half, where New York's lineup does drop off a little bit, Baltimore's doesn't. I'll take Baltimore
real quick,
keep
Mal
rolling.
I'm not surprised Jackson Holliday got sent down either. It's unfortunate, but he just didn't perform up at the majors. Hopefully he gets another stunt at or another crack at the big leagues. But were you surprised that they sent him back down?
Absolutely not. No, it's no problem. He'll be back. It was probably always part of the plan. I don't think when he came up, he was going to stick around forever. Yeah. And Baltimore did have the luxury of still winning games with him. They could carry him. I mean, how many teams are able to do that? So really, it was a win-win situation. The kid's young. He's got baseball heritage around him. Nothing about that will cause a problem for Jackson Holliday. He'll be back maybe after the All-Star break, and we'll be sitting talking about him hitting 320 with several home runs and steals and stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
No problem with that at all. The NBA playoffs are here, and Underdog Fantasy are making it a lot more interesting. It's the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing the pick 'em game, it's as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists. You can make your entries all basketball, or you can mix and match across your other favourite sports. Win up to 100 times your money. Available in over 30 states, in fact, including California, Texas, and Canada. And Underdog have just launched Champions, which is their player versus player format in Florida. Make sure to sign up with our code MLBSGPN. Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. Underdog Fantasy, promo code MLBSGPN. 1:10 Eastern first pitch is the Chicago Cubs at the New York Mets. Ben Brown draws the start for the Cubs, and it is Adrian Hauser for the Mets. This is closed on the books, -105 for the Cubs, -115 for the Mets, with a total of 8.5. Ben Brown 0-1 with a 4.30 ERA. He wasn't great at Boston last time, but I think he built up enough credit before that in his four appearances to believe that he's going to be okay. 13 2/3, 6 hits and only 1 earned run. On the flip side of that, House has been really poor. I wasn't sure he would still be in the majors, actually. I thought he'd either have been sent down, if that was an option, or DFA'd even Hauser. 14 earned runs in his last 8 1/3 pitch in his last 2 starts. He's walked 16 in 5 appearances. The Mets have lost 4 of his 5 starts. And I do think the Mets are just regressing ever so slightly as well. They had that little purple patch. That's getting further and further in the distance here. Very occasionally, Dylan, we get the better team with the better pitcher. This is the situation in the -105. I've got to take the Cubs, Dylan.
Yeah, even as a Met fan, Malcolm, it's hard to bet the Mets here, especially with how bad Adrian Hauser has been. I agree. I thought they would have sent him down. Give me the Cubs. I got him a little early, +106. I still see even money out there at +100. I love the Cubs here. Adrian Hauser has been one of the worst pickups for the Mets this season. 0-3, over an 8 ERA. Meanwhile, Ben Brown doesn't give you a ton of innings. He's only gone past the fourth inning one time. But, you know, I do think the bats are going to start to wake up here for the Cubbies with Hauser on the mound. Also, maybe look for a walk prop, like you mentioned. Walks have been a really big issue for them. I do think the Cubs, they need to jump on Hauser early because the Mets do have a really good bullpen. Best in the National League. So maybe the game could kind of slow down a little. I know they hit a home run off of Edwin Diaz the other night, but I'm going to take the dog here on the road based on the value here. I do think the Cubs are the better team. And like you said, the Mets are regressing just a little.
Next up is a 1:35 Eastern first pitch, the San Francisco Giants at the Boston Red Sox. Left-handed pitcher Kyle Harrison for the Giants, and Josh Winkowski will go for Boston. This one is a pick-em, -110 each of two, with a total set at 9.5. Harrison settled really well, and he's 2-1 with a 4.09 ERA, and he took a step forward last time out. 6 innings scoreless against the Pirates. I know the Pirates aren't scoring on anybody at the moment. Really in a slump they are. But I really like his metrics, and I can only see progression from Harrison. He was one of the great hopes for the Giants coming into this season, because they need a few players to step forward to drag them into competition. and Harrison was one of those hopes, and I think he's going to be okay. Winkowski, 1-1, 3.30 ERA. So he's likely to go about three innings. That's what you'll get out of Winkowski. He can go in long relief, or he'll get an opener role here. And he set Boston up nicely to win their last two starts, his last two starts, sorry. To low-scoring team, the Giants. Boston doing it lefties very well, only hitting 236. This looks like an under to me. I thought this total was way higher than I thought it was going to be, unless there's a 24-36-hour weather forecast that I'm not seeing, and it's going to blow out a little bit wildly. But this total's too high, far too high. That's it, under 9.5.
Yeah, I agree. I made my total 8.9, so I do like the under there. I took the Red Sox, though, here on the money line, minus 104. I actually made him a minus 135 favorite with Josh Winkowski on the mound. I mean, he is another guy, splash starter slash relief guy, but I feel like he's been solid, giving the club around 2-3 innings per start. He's been solid at home. They have a really good bullpen, not like the Giants. That's what worries me. And I like Kyle Harrison as well, but on the road, he struggles a little bit too much for my liking. Red Sox, they have the much better offense. I think they have the better pitcher and bullpen. They've won three straight. They're the hotter team right now. I think they keep it rolling. As for the wind, it's around 2-3 miles per hour blowing out, but I don't think that's really going to affect anything. So, yeah, I love the under.
Okie doke. The penultimate game on the show is a... It's not on that page. It's on this one. 2:35 Eastern. First pitch between the Washington Nationals and the Texas Rangers. Left-handed pitcher Mitchell Parker draws the start for Washington. And Nate Eovaldi will go for the Rangers, who are short. They are minus 200 with the Nationals out to plus 170 and a total that's 8.5, Dylan.
Yeah, nothing on the side for this game, but for the total, slight lean toward the over 8.5 at minus 105. I made my total 8.7. To be honest, Mitchell Parker has been a pleasant surprise, I feel like, especially to me. Nationals, they won all three of his starts, and, you know, one was against the Marlins, but one against the Astros, one against a really good Dodger team. So, you know, two of the three starts have come on the road, and both of those games flew over the total. So we are seeing some runs being scored. And this National lineup isn't terrible. They're a feisty bunch, especially with my guy CJ Abrams. I like him a lot. And we all know how good this Ranger lineup is and what they are capable of. So all I'm asking for is about 3-4 runs from the National. I think we could get the rest from the Rangers. I would also look towards a walk prop for Nathan Eovaldi. He has 11 walks in his last two starts. So maybe helps us get over to the over as well. Maybe a team total over for the Nationals, maybe over 3.5. But yeah, I like the walks, over 1.5 walks for Nathan Eovaldi and over 8.5.
Well, Dylan, very passive aggressively, I'm going to say I like the under in this game. you big dick. I really like Mitchell Parker. Three earned runs in 16 innings pitched. Another bright spot for Nationals who've had a few. You're right, CJ Abrams is brilliant. We have him on our TG FBI team. And every day when I look, there's just numbers along the column, whether it's homers or steals, or there's numbers. I don't like to see the big row of duck eggs that I get off most of my players, but crooked numbers all over the place from Abrams. Yeah, he hasn't given up any homers. 14-2, strikeouts to walks. And he's faced the Astros and the Dodgers. So it's not like he's got away with it against the White Sox and... in the A's, or we've got to stop using the A's as a point of being terrible because they're not.
No, they're not.
We see it automatically now, but there's nowhere else. The White Sox and that second team, the Marlins. Go on, we'll use the Marlins. Eovaldi's been fine, but the highlight for Eovaldi so far has been his two home starts, and he's at home here tomorrow. 11 2/3, only two earned runs. So it's all screams pitching to me. So, yeah, you've gone the over, but I'm going to go the other way, Dylan. Under 8.5. And what I can see is a bit of a pitcher's due. Final game on the card is an 8-10. There is one nighttime game tomorrow. The Cleveland Guardians at the Houston Astros. Left-handed pitcher Logan Allen for Cleveland. And it will be Spencer Arrighetti who goes for the Houston Astros. +115 for Cleveland, -135 for Houston. Total here is set at 9.5. This is going to be another total for me. As Mark Galvarusso's here. Mark, how are you doing? Not seen Mark for a couple of weeks. The ERAs are huge for both these pitchers. Eric Gettys is over 10. Allen's is over 5. Logan Allen's stat lines are all very, very similar. He gives up 3, 4, or 5 earned runs. And I think that's just what he is. He never throws a beauty and then a shocker. He's just all right. And as an SP5, it's kind of acceptable because you might win some of his starts. He'll keep you winning. And you might not in a few others. But Arrighetti is the issue for me here. He's 0-3, 10.97 ERA, and he just still hasn't shown it. 13 earned runs on 10 2/3 innings in the 3 games he started. So I need to see Arrighetti do something before I can back him. So I can't back Houston in this spot at all. The total will be high. I made that note before I saw the line. And it's at 9.5, so it's not egregious. I think it was bigger than that yesterday. It might have been 10 yesterday for the Tuesday night game. But that Tuesday night game is a very similar comp. You know, it's Hunter Brown, and it was Carlos Carrasco, who I think you could swap out for Allen and Arrighetti quite straightforward. I took the over. I think I locked the over, actually, on Tuesday night show. I bet it and woke up to a winner this morning. The game finished 10-8. 18 runs. It's the same game, Dylan. There's going to be loads of runs in this. I'll take over 9.5 in Cleveland at Houston, please.
Yeah, 2 plays in this game for me. Give me the Guardians. I got +114. I made them a favorite. I made them a -110 favorite. And I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go under 9.5 at -115. I made my total 8.7. Mal, I don't understand why the books continue to make the Guardians an underdog. I mean, this is not the same Guardian team that we're used to seeing. This team fights offensively. They have one of the best lineups in the league. They don't have that star guy, but 1-9 is a hard out. We saw yesterday, you mentioned the Tuesday game. They were down at least 5-6 runs. They come fighting back. They force extra innings. So, you know, this team fights. And, you know, I get the Astros name holds a lot of weight in the market, but there's just no way Spencer should be a favorite against Logan Allen. He's 0-3 with an over 10 ERA. The Astros have lost every start he's made. I mean, Logan Allen isn't the best pitcher out there, but he's better than this guy. So based on that, I just have to take the Guardians here. They're the better team, in my opinion. And like I said, I lean under.
You're right. This Guardians lineup has been really, really good. I mean, we know what you're getting with Jose Ramirez, but then Stephen Kwan, like on another team, would be an absolute superstar. And Naylor has been good. Andrés Giménez took him ages. I think he had his first home run just last night. It's taken him ages to get going. And then what? Looking further down the line, Will Brennan. Benson. No, Benson's on the. Is Benson on the gun? No, he's on the Reds. And he, Will Brennan. I got me Will Brennan's and me Will Benson's mixed up. But yeah, totally agree with you, Cleveland. I don't think what they've done has happened by accident at all. I think it's been pretty legit and they'll be around come the end of the season. Okay, so a cheeky half an hour, Dylan, to handicap those 6 games. Only had picks for 5 of them. Can you drag out a lock and a dog from those games, Dylan?
Yeah, the dog's going to be the Guardians. Like I just said, there's no reason they should be an underdog here. I mean, I get it. It's the Astros. They're at home. They did win yesterday. Their bats have picked up a little. They won 3 in a row, but the Guardians are just a better team, in my opinion. I'm not going to overthink this one. So I'm going to take the Guardians here as my dog and as my lock. I'm going to go with the Red Sox here. I trust them much more than I do Kyle Harrison right now. They have the better offense. They're playing better at home. I think that they're the right side here. So give me the Red Sox on the money line, -104, -110, whatever you're able to get as my lock.
Okay. I've got a couple of options for my dog. It's either going to be Colorado or Washington, neither of which. I took totals for both games, but I can see one of these two winning. It's either Washington, because I like Parker, or Colorado, because Miami are terrible. So it depends which one you're going to go with. Oh, let's have a go. Let's say Colorado, yeah. Miami have been awful, and Colorado should have won that game. If you'd backed Colorado last night, you would have won with an early
payout. That's a heartbreaker.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, my local, the book I use, 365, pay you out if your team goes five runs ahead. So Colorado would have cashed last night. So let's go with that. And for my luck, I'll take the Cubs. I think they're going to beat the Mets. Like I said, better team, better pitcher. Dead straightforward, Dylan. Minus 105 for the Cubs to beat the Mets. On a good run at the minute with Ox and Dogs. So hopefully we found a couple here. Dylan, I think we've cracked it. Anything you want to tell the people before we let them go?
No, I know you're going to be on the mothership breaking down the Kentucky Derby. I think you're going to be on my show as well, breaking down the Kentucky Derby. Nice. You're a wanted man, you know. But yeah, huge weekend, you know, NBA playoffs, tough loss for my Knicks last night. I was gutted last night.
What happened?
They were up 6 points with 20 seconds left, and they wind up losing in overtime. Yeah.
How the hell did they do that?
They didn't foul. They turned the ball over. Oh, it was a shit show, man. I was crying myself to sleep. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, that sounds bad. Oh, dear. Well, yeah, let's we'll pick some Kentucky Derby winners. I've got quite a few fancies, some big prices. We'll get the exotics going, Dylan. So, yeah, looking forward to all of that. Good luck with all your picks. Someone's back. What's tomorrow? Thursday. Someone's back tomorrow night with the show. But yeah, until then, like I say, good luck, and we will see you down the road. Cheers.